just in time for April Fool's Day.
Interesting. Wait a minute. You can't fool me that easily.
You gotta be kidding me.
You know what they say? Fool me once, strike one. But fool me twice, strike three.
It's no April Fool's joke.
I am ready to face any challenges that might be foolish enough to face me.
This ain't no time for this here foolishness.
You're not fooling me.
Hey, Scoop, I think we fooled him.
Oh, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
I don't have time for your jokes.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Your rights are systematically being removed from a Democrat-controlled legislature in Carson City. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And this is what you should be talking about right now with friends and family. You can share it with our podcasts on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Our podcasts are at 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question is there. Love to have you participate in that. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. There's doings going on at UNR, so check out the question. But right now, I want to bring you what's going on at the legislature today. And unfortunately, these are not April Fool's jokes. You need to get on the phones and on the email and contact every single legislator out there, Democrat, Republican, all of them, and oppose AB 321. It's getting a hearing today at 3 o'clock. Of course it's getting a hearing. It's a Democrat bill. Republican bills, they don't get hearings. The Democrat bills get hearings. So today at 3 o'clock, what AB 321 does is it places permanently into Nevada election law all the bad changes that AB 4, which was passed during that special emergency session in 2020, with the excuse of the plandemic, you know, oh, it's for your safety. All of those rules, it allows explicitly electronic signature matching, creates an audit process, no way for the public to view audit results. What's the point of having an audit if it's not transparent? If a signature does not match, poll workers are not allowed to ask voters their birthday to verify identity. Why not? What? Mail-in ballots to everybody and no changes to clean up the voter rolls, and that doesn't even come close to the list of things that this goes into. Allows public defenders and district attorneys to do, let's see, great conflict of interests. It allows county registrars and clerks to hide their addresses from the public. Why? The legislators' addresses are out there. Why would everybody else's addresses have to be hidden? No way for non-tribal to observe on the reservation. So, you know, the reservation. Isn't that part of where the fraud went? Because they were having gift cards given out? It allows election workers to be deputized as sheriffs to enforce order at polling places. Why would you do that? So they can remove observers. Voter intimidation and suppression, do you think? AB 321. The hearing is at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Do not let the horrendous AB 4 become permanent. We cannot have that. You know what else we can't have? Straight ticket voting. Talk about removing your voice. So here's a quick explanation of SB 292. SB 292. Get onto Nellis. Get onto the opinion page. It's all got links on my page at 991fmtalk.com. Just click on Monica's page. Go through the schedule. Party options are to appear at the top of a ballot for the voter to choose a political party for straight party voting. So, what if you're a Democrat and you decide that, wow, you know, really the best choice for this office is this person? Nope. All their votes are cast for candidates who are of that specific party. If that voter who chooses candidates who are of that specific party, if they choose the straight ticket voting, a candidate from another political party, that choice takes precedence over the straight ticket voting. Now, this does already happen in six other states: Alabama, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. Utah repealed their straight ticket voting law. Why? Because it's confusing to voters. Why do we make this harder? Voting is supposed to be simple and straightforward. If we are going to have fair elections, fraud-free elections, we need to go back to a ballot that you can look at, that you can do some research on, get your ballot ahead of time, get your sample ballot, go through the pros and cons, mark them off, fill out your ballot, and hand deliver it to the registrar. I will no longer be using voting machines ever again. There's no way for us to get rid of them. So the only way around it is to not use them. Protect your vote. Request an absentee ballot. Request your absentee ballot. Fill it out and take it to the registrar of voters. Or the clerk, depending on what county you live in, because everybody's different. And then please, we need to change what happens with the poll workers. This is something that I have not heard anybody bring up. I was a poll watcher in the last election. You know, that 20 feet away from everything, 30 feet away. But what it did give me was the opportunity to talk to poll workers. poll workers that have one shift every day for this many hours, the entire day. Yeah, they get little breaks here and there. But basically, from the beginning to the end, you have to stay there. And you have to stay there if you sign up for it for the entire election. So if you get in there for early voting, you have to be there every single day. They check with you if you can't be there on the specific day. If you say, well, I could work 4 hours, you got to be there for the whole day. Why do we do that? Oh, it's to give people extra money. Yeah, you know who signs up for positions like that? Because the majority of the Republicans and everything out there are working at their jobs. The majority of people who are involved heavily in politics at their jobs. University students. We know what happens at the universities. We know those mindsets. The unemployed, which that's great if they're looking, if they're actually looking for jobs, this gives them the opportunity. But there are people who actually prefer to be unemployed. We need to make sure that people who are concerned about the election process and making sure that it is 100% fraud-free have the opportunity to be poll workers, not just watchers. You have to give the freedom of being able to work different hours, being able to work half shifts. These poll workers that I was with, they were miserable. Sitting in the chairs there for 8 hours with just, you know, a little 10-minute break here and there. They were in pain. It's unbelievable. I mean, thank you for doing it. But we need to make it a better system so more people can participate in poll working. Because who are the ones who are handling the machines? I saw so many machines. Oh, there's a problem with this one. Oh, there's a problem with that one. Oh, got to change the tape on this one. That's how we were finding out that machines were being altered. Every single poll site out there should have a certain number of registered Democrats, and they should have a certain number of registered Republicans. If we don't have checks and balances at the very sites of where these voting machines that people find very questionable, then you're always going to have people saying, well, it's, you know, it was fraud. It was fraud. We have to clean up the whole process of what's going on so people feel as though and know that their votes matter and that they were counted and that they were counted with the people they actually voted for. Straight ticket voting messed up. SB 292. To me, that's just another way for easy fraud. When ballots are harvested or they're just picked up out of the trash because they're delivered to bad addresses. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Clark County. Somebody fills it out and they just click Democrat. Okay. They just write on Democrat. Straight party voting. That's not fair to people. I know, because when I was young and dumb, I voted for Clinton. SB 292. Get the legislators to say no. Doesn't matter what party you're from, to get rid of straight ticket voting. Get rid of what we had. Tell lawmakers you do not want the progression of, and again, this is up to you, AB 321. It makes all those bad election laws that we got put into place because of an emergency, because of a pandemic, it makes them permanent. Let's make elections safe and fair again and fraud-free. Contact both parties of the legislature today. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. But first, before we head on in to that break, let's break with caller number 5. At 884-9910, you pick up our very last chocolate bunny from the chocolate shop.
This is not headline news. An Ally McBeal reboot is in the works. Fox will air it alongside The Simpsons on a night called Musty TV. Dermatologists say Gwyneth Paltrow's recent tips on applying sunscreen are incorrect and potentially dangerous. In fact, they're so medically off the mark, Gwyneth has been asked to guest host Jeopardy. Girls Gone Wild founder Joe Francis turns 48 today. People used to pay that guy to see girls go wild. Now they just rewatch the Grammys for free. Today is National Burrito Day. Good that it's right now, because in a few weeks there might be another toilet paper shortage. And Dyson unveiled a vacuum with a laser. It's the biggest advancement in sucking since the New York Jets. This is not headline news.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And big congratulations going out to Jimmy from Genoa. He picked up our last delicious chocolate bunny filled with his choice of either marshmallow or peanut butter from the chocolate shop in the Rayleigh Shopping Center in glorious Gardnerville. And we thank them for this 3-week-long promotion leading up to Easter Sunday. And we just absolutely love them for all of the giving to the community that they do, because they also provided baskets because of you. For every basket you bought for underprivileged, they matched that as well. So talk about giving back to the community. And you give back to society that way, too, by just making sure people are happy with good homemade chocolates. If you missed your chance, you can log on to chocolateshop.us. That's chocolate, S-H-O-P-P-E dot U-S. And tell them Monica Jay sent you. Just love those guys. All right. UNR is already backpedaling on today's poll question, because this story actually came out on Tuesday, but I haven't been able to get to it until today. But it's great to see that they're backpedaling, because, well, I just want you to understand what UNR has done in the past. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Under the guise of inclusivity, UNR has implemented segregated dorm communities where white students are not considered when it comes to filling the rooms for the safety of student participants. Do you agree with this new dorm housing? Well, they got pushback, and even Fox News picked up on it and did a story about them. And they said, he misspoke. All right. Maybe that happened. But remember the culture that is being cultivated at UNR. All right. If you were a part of a conservative youth group at UNR, you were attacked. If you were a part of BLM or Democrat youth groups, you're celebrated. You have a dean of education who supports the idea that Black students need an education from a Black teacher. So what is the culture of campus surrounding UNR? This is not the first time that segregation, silencing, cancel culture, it's not the first time it's been addressed at the University of Nevada, Reno. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this Fox News update. And Jimmy, I hope you like that bunny. We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here on this Thursday. I know it's April Fool's, but no, I don't play that game. So everything that you're getting from me today is on the up and up. You're not going to hear me say April Fool's at the end of the show. So yesterday's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, I've had a few people ask me about, okay? And that is, do you feel that the United States is less influential or powerful on the world stage under the Biden-Harris administration? You know, the media here tries to downplay the cognitive abilities of somebody at the White House. I'll let you guess who that is. As they play it down, other countries are playing it up and looking at it realistically. Looking at it realistically, how the Trump administration, under the leadership of President Trump, was bringing peace to the world. You know, those peace agreements that, well, John Kerry, in his words, said would never, ever, ever, ever happen. Yeah, he used like three or four evers. And yet Trump was doing it. And yet as soon as Biden takes control, and I do mean that seriously, takes control, all of a sudden, everything's falling apart. We got Russia pushing up on Ukraine. We got China pushing up on India and on Taiwan. What's going on? Well, let's just take a listen to Sky News and how they see the U.S.
I think we can all agree that the world has become a more dangerous place since Joe Biden was inaugurated U.S. president. But the question we have to ask now is, why? I mean, look at it. On Friday, Chinese forces committed their largest ever incursion into Taiwanese airspace, as worries grow by the day of a Chinese invasion of the Democratic Island Republic. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, Iran is on the march with its rebel militias now attacking Saudi oil fields and building up a stockpile of missiles that has Israeli planners increasingly nervous about a potentially devastated conflict happening sooner rather than later. And here in Australia, officials are now also worried that with the U.S. seemingly in retreat under Joe Biden, they need to dramatically up defense preparations to counter threats from the north, i.e. China. So, why are things getting so hot so fast? Surely the U.S. is still big enough and ugly enough to warn off anyone planning anything truly dangerous, right? Well, not so fast, because the U.S. military, I am sorry to report, has fallen prey to invading armies of PC wokesters, human resources, PowerPoint jockeys, and identity politics radicals. So instead of being on alert to fight foreign enemies, the U.S. military is now being used to ferret out domestic foes, i.e., anyone to the right of the Biden administration. It started with the militarization of the U.S. Capitol by the National Guard due to the supposed and now widely debunked threat of some further alt-right, quote-unquote, insurrection after Joe Biden's inauguration. It moved on to National Guard troops marching down the halls of Congress to criticize a Republican congresswoman after she made comments they didn't agree with. Then the Pentagon ordered a one-day stand-down of military forces across the globe to deal with the supposed problem of extremism in the ranks, though those who participated in the training say that while the sessions were supposedly all about going after the alt-right, anyone who talked about Antifa or Black Lives Matter and brought up the violence done in the names of those organizations was quickly shut down. The sessions instead, many who participated in the report, were really about ferreting out anyone guilty of wrongthink on the right. And here's the sinister bit. It also encouraged servicemen and women to report one another to higher-ups if they caught them saying or expressing the wrong things or ideas or opinions. I mean, really, how long is it until the U.S. military goes down the road of the old Soviet Union, where political officers were always on hand to check everyone's thinking and overrule commanders on the ground? But it's not only those within their own ranks. The Pentagon is also going after private citizens. After Fox News' Tucker Carlson slammed America's increasingly feminized woke military, the Pentagon and many of its top generals launched a full court press on social media to denounce Tucker Carlson a private citizen. And speaking of generals, have a look at the U.S. Special Operations Command's new chief of diversity and inclusion. Yes, you heard me right. Special Ops has a diversity and inclusion chief, and his name is Richard Torres Estrada. Now, where have we heard that name before? Oh, yeah. Here's that same Richard Torres Estrada on Twitter comparing Trump to Adolf Hitler. Honestly, at this rate, China won't need to defeat America on the battlefield if America under Biden keeps becoming more like China. And that's the danger. If you've been following me for any length of time, you know my motto, go woke, go broke. The U.S. military is increasingly going woke and falling for PC fads and identity politics and narratives that come straight out of the hard progressive left. And that means America's enemies from Beijing to Tehran are not just laughing, but planning. These are dangerous times, and thanks to Joe Biden, they're getting a lot more dangerous.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So the question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City is, do you feel the United States is less powerful or influential on the world stage? 94% of those participating said yes. So there are a few people who have their eyes open to what's going on, not only here at home, but around the world. All right, speaking of here at home, we have a special guest joining us. Going to call it the Jay and Jer Show. So with us once again, the sultry voice of Jerry Evans to give us an update on what's going on in Douglas County. Hey, Jerry.
Sorry about that. Hello.
Hello. What's
testing
going on?
Testing 1, 2, 3. Are you there, Monica?
Yes, we are here.
All right. I got called in. I woke up just a couple of mornings ago, and I there's this whole thing about wearing masks and stuff like that. It's been going on for a little while now.
Yeah, I know a few people do that. I don't wear them.
Sick and tired of it. And I am really mad about my Douglas County commissioners that have not done anything that I'm aware of to stop this ridiculous madness. So I want you to, when I'm not here, and I will get on the phone, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, or at least try to get an explanation as to why they're not telling Sisolak to pound sand and use White Pine County, Ian Bullis, as an example of how to run a county in the state of Nevada. A county removed two counties from Washoe and many, many counties from Clark County. And it's just insane. Now, I will say one thing positive about the coronavirus and the COVID hoax, as I call it and whatnot. Have you noticed no deaths from flu? No deaths from cancer, no deaths from respiratory.
Oh, now let me correct you. Let me correct you, because we did have one registered death just 2 months ago from the flu, at least here in Washoe County.
Well, you know, compared to the 112,000 or so every year, that's quite an improvement, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Isn't it funny? I mean, we've practically cured cancer in the last 12 months. Now, the coronavirus is still a problem, but there are no more deaths attributed to cancer or any of these other illnesses that have plagued America for many, many years. Diabetes, on and on and on. Isn't that amazing?
Can I give you one statistic from the CDC?
Please. I've been waiting for this for quite some time. Just one. Make it about 5 seconds or less, or I'm tuning out.
Per the CDC, there are nearly twice as many vaccine-related deaths so far in 2021 than all the vaccine deaths in the past decade.
Okay, so here's something really kind of weird, which is that I'm not really a conspiracy theorist, but I brought this up to a doctor friend of mine just yesterday, and I said, what if this whole thing was, regarding the vaccinations, what if this was germ warfare, as in you get this vaccination, and what if everybody that got a vaccination started to die in the next couple of years? And this is a very smartest man I know. He said, Jerry, that's not that far-fetched, and he used the SARS vaccination. Now, there was no vaccination for SARS, if you remember, 8 or 9 years ago. But he said what happened is they do these tests on three different animal species. One of them was, I think it's proper to say was or were, weasels. And so the weasels got the vaccination, a vaccination that was developed for SARS. And then about, and of course back then there was no warp speed, there was no rush to the market with this vaccination. And about a year later they started to get sick again. They gave them another vaccination and they all died. All of the weasels in the test lab died because the immune system overreacted to everything. So is this coronavirus vaccine, is this going to be an annual thing that you have to take? Don't reach that 12-month mark, or if you start to get sick, your immune system will overreact and you'll die?
The scientists have already brought that out. That the way that the mRNA vaccine is working is that it is actually changing your DNA and it is creating a fighting system inside your body that, well, it's going to make any other virus you get in the future, which we all will get them, it is going to make them deadly to you.
Biggest hoax on the United States of America and mankind, and or biggest germ warfare. Now, keep in mind, too, isn't
biggest
it that
crime against humanity?
Exactly. And 2/3 of our military have taken the vaccination. Can you imagine what would happen if that scenario, again, maybe far-fetched, maybe not too far-fetched, starts to happen where essentially China wipes out two-thirds of our military. Thank God we'll have transgendered one-third of the force that we have now, a transgendered military going up against the Chinese, though. Thank you, Joe Biden.
I just don't know what to do about you.
Shall I sign out?
Yes.
Evans?
Thank you very much. Not just the military, but you should also think about all those healthcare workers, the ones who are supposed to be taking care of people. Yeah. We've already seen the numbers. We've seen the deaths come out from the vaccine, whether people want to admit it to themselves or not, especially if they've received the vaccine. We have women, including healthcare workers, miscarrying. We have the past vice president of Pfizer coming out and saying that this vaccine is designed for sterilization. Everything that you see going on around us right now is the biggest crime against humanity. But the problem is that the media and politicians have been in fear-mongering. If you want to see something exciting, well, coming up shortly is going to be the Million Mask March in Florida, where they try to burn a million masks. Already got it all set. We tried to do that in Carson City, and the let's just say the fire department said no. It's not safe. We're not going to let you do that. Even though it wouldn't have been a million masks, still. Welcome to Democrat, I'm sorry, American communist controlled Nevada. Still shut down, still losing businesses, still unemployment problems, Dieter's not helping, fraud running rampant, and you have to ask yourself, where did all of that COVID relief money go? Because people just can't tell you. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk. And let's boil this down. I've said it before, and I'll say it again and again and again. And I hope you remember this when you vote. The U.S. government has spent $6 trillion of your money. Actually, they haven't even really spent it. They just created debt. All on this plandemic. Now, $37 billion went to Operation Warp Speed's development of several vaccines. Look at the patents. Those vaccines were already being worked on. Follow the paper trail and follow the money. The information is there for you. So what happened to the other 99.4% of the money? Well, more than $200 billion has been lost to unemployment fraud. My husband got three different fraud applications in his name, three different states. Missouri, Mississippi, or Tennessee, and right here in Nevada. He even got the card from Nevada. This is the problem. We have no idea where this money went. Oh, we do have some idea. The unrelated carve-outs, the politicians' pet projects, you know, Planned Parenthood, the Kennedy Center. corporate bailouts, fraud, waste, and a whole lot worse. While Americans' health is being put in jeopardy by masks that have people breathing in their own toxins, but the media has them so scared that they won't look up the facts. Even the facts that Fauci puts out, that masks don't work. But that's not part of the agenda now, so he has to say, you need to wear two masks. You need to start thinking for yourself. There are people around this country who are trying to get out from underneath thousands of dollars in debt. And that's great. Keep working on that. But we will never, ever get out from the tens of trillions of dollars in debt that we are in and are going into further. Follow the money. It's the Monica Jay Show. I love you. God bless. Have a great day.